This audio was designed to do one simple thing, and that's to help you close more deals. And closing more deals, it just comes down to two things: getting more people to say yes and turning those no's that you get into yeses. This audio is unlike any audio you've ever seen in the area of teaching sales and teaching people to close and get more yeses. The reason why is this audio focuses on several different premises that all assist you with closing more deals, and in turn, more money in your pocket. Now, let me share with you a little bit about what you're going to gain here in this audio. This audio is going to teach you what the top performers in your business and your industry know that you may not know yet about how to get more yeses. What that means is how to get more people to say yes to you, your product, your opportunity, or whatever you are presenting. It's also going to share with you something very, very unique that I've never seen before, and that's this: learning what to do when someone says no. I know for absolute fact you have heard people say no to you before. No to your product, no to your opportunity, no to you, whatever it is. And the question is, where do I go from here? That's why this is cleverly called Yes or No, K-N-O-W, because I will show you how to know what to do when you get a no. And on top of that, this audio is also going to share with you how to turn those no's into yeses. Imagine just for a second that 80% of the sales calls you go on, 80% of the calls that you make, you're getting no's. 20% yeses and 80% no's. Or maybe it's 90% no's and 10% yeses. What if you were now able to turn 5 to 10% of those no's into yeses? What would that do for your income? What would that do for your confidence? What would that do for your life? Well, I'm going to tell you within this very short 1 hour audio, you're going to know what to do when you get a no, and you're going to understand what's going on in that person's mind that you're sharing with that just said no to you, and how to turn some of those no's into yeses almost instantly. The material on this audio is just like all the audios in the Communication in Action series. This audio was strategically designed that you can listen through as little as one time. And while you're listening to this audio, a couple of little tools and strategies may pop out. And you could go ahead and just stop the audio, use that strategy in your day, and go immediately go get a yes. Now, I do recommend you hearing this audio over and over and over again so it becomes a part of your nervous system, becomes a part of the way you deliver. Most importantly, start listening now, because the material in this audio took years to develop. And the psychology and the strategies are going to be so simple to use that some of them you're going to be able to use immediately after hearing them in your next presentation. So let me share with you a little bit about what you're going to get on this audio, yes or no. The first thing I'm going to share with you is really, you know, the psychology of why people say yes, why people say no, and, you know, a lot of times why it's so difficult to ask someone for a decision, why it's difficult for someone to give you a decision back. And with this knowledge, it's going to be a lot easier to walk right into your next presentation and be able to assist somebody. Imagine that, assisting them with being able to make a decision right there and then. And in most cases, that confidence you'll have after knowing this knowledge is going to assist you in getting more yeses. The second thing I'm going to cover with you is how to get more people to say yes to you more often by really understanding a two-part question that most people never take into consideration when they're talking with people. Now, this strategy is so powerful, it's not just going to work when you're, you know, sharing this with other people. It's also going to work on yourself, getting you to follow through and say yes to the commitments that you desire to make in your life. The third part of this audio is going to be very cool strategies and techniques that you can use. I'm going to share with you about a half dozen things that you can use at the beginning, in the middle, and the end of any presentation or anytime you're talking with another person that will allow you to get more yeses. I'm also going to share with you on this audio about the word no, how to take that word no and understand what they really mean by no, and show you how to turn a majority of those no's into yeses. You know that if you're in sales or business, I'm sure you've heard by many people that it's going to take a certain amount of no's to get yeses. We've all heard this. It's called the law of averages. Now, anyone that's taken any of my courses or has ever, you know, spent a lot of time with me knows that I do believe in the law of averages, but I more importantly believe in the law of you get better. What that means is the more people you talk to, the better you get, and the better you get, the more chances you're going to have to be successful. Now, why I'm bringing that to your attention today is imagine getting so good that when you do a presentation, you hear someone say no, but imagine you could go in their mind, know what they were really saying when they were saying no, and actually ask them what it would take to turn that no into a yes. So let's go back to what I was sharing just a second ago. Let's say you could do a presentation and you know that it takes 8 out of 10 presentations people say no. So 20% of the time they say yes and 80% of the time they say no. Imagine being able to take 5 or 10% of that 80% and just adjusting it from a no to a yes. Imagine increasing your closing percentage by 5 or 10%. What would that do for your confidence? What would that do for your income? What would that do for the way you feel about your business? Of course, it would increase all of that. That's what this audio is about. On top of that, I'm going to share with you a couple other really cool things throughout this audio about the process of how to start getting yes at hello instead of yes at goodbye. This audio is all about closing, getting the yes or getting the no, and if you do get the no, knowing how to get a yes or knowing what to do when you do get a no. I've also got an additional bonus on how to get people to start calling you back. Wouldn't it be cool if you had a couple strategies that you could use in emails or on the phone to get more people to call you back? What if you left 100 voicemails in a month and instead of getting 5 people to call you back, you got 25 people to call you back? What would that do for your posture? What would that do for your income? You already know the answer to that. So let's get to the brass tacks of what this is all about. This audio is all about closing. Now, I know for a fact that word closing is a scary thing. I know some of you are thinking, I can't even close a door. How am I going to close a sale? I get nervous thinking about it. Well, let me tell you how this really works. I have learned a long time ago from one of my mentors that I don't close at the end of the presentation. I've learned how to close throughout the presentation. What I've learned to do is start to close at hello instead of goodbye. Wouldn't that be a different presentation if you could start closing the second you started talking rather than at the end of the presentation? Wouldn't that take a little bit of pressure off you if you could start closing at hello instead of at goodbye? So let's talk about that word closing for just a moment. I know for a fact that people in sales and outside of sales hate the word closing. Yet I want to give you another way of looking at closing so you could start to understand how you can use this in your business and your life and feel comfortable with it. Because I know closing kind of scares you. It's like closing off. I'm coming in for a closing. It's like I'm coming in for, you know, a blind side off to the side. That's not how I really want you to position this. I'd like you to think back to a relationship that you've had in the past, whether it was personal or intimate. Think of a relationship that you had where one day the other person either came up to you and said, it's over, or they just never called you again. Everything was going great and one day they just disappeared. And you hadn't heard from them in 2, 3, 5 years, and even to this day you may not know where they're at. The biggest thing that bothers people in this world is when they don't have closure. How many times have you heard that before when someone said, I just need some closure. I just, you know, want to feel like I know what's going on. Well, let me tell you, when you're sitting down with a prospect and you're talking to them about your business, they're thinking one thing in their mind and you're thinking another in your mind. But both of you are thinking one thing. I'd like to know where I'm at in this situation. No one likes walking through this world in indecision. Think about it this way. How much do you enjoy being in the state of indecision, not knowing what to do, what to choose, what to pick, where to go from here? You know, where am I at with this person? Nobody likes that. All the word closing means is finding a way to create closure for you and or the other person you're dealing with. So whether the closure is a yes, I'm interested, or a no, not at all, or, you know, no, these are things I need to know. And if I did know these things, I can consider saying yes. That's all this is about, is assisting you and them in getting closure on the presentation. Not knowing where to go from here creates confusion. You and I both know that if you do a presentation for a friend or that so-called warm market and you show it to them, but you never ask them to sign up, you never ask them to buy, you're thinking to yourself, well, what do they want to do? Maybe I should ask them again. What should I do? I don't know what to do. Should I or shouldn't I? And you're living in a land called indecision. But what they're thinking in their head isn't, I hope they go away. They're thinking, well, are they going to ask me again? Should I meet with them again? Should I bring it up? Should I not bring it up? A real friend, a real successful salesperson would be the person that would just find out what they would like to do. This audio is about teaching you how to create closure at the beginning and the end of every presentation, every communication you have, so you and the other person know where you stand with each other.